My ankles were shackled. The chain between them clicked when I rolled over, and the steel bit my ankle bones when I rested my feet together. My brain chemistry had been set for arousal at the touch of hard metal edges on my skin, and even though I felt a growing swirl of lust when I pressed my legs together, I was preoccupied. Deacon hadn't put the leg irons on me, nor had I squeezed them tighter than I should just to feel them holding me while he played me like a musician at an instrument. I didn't know what had happened. The last thing I remembered was rain. No. The last thing I remembered was being in scene with Deacon and entering subspace, outside of myself where pleasure and pain merged. No. Nuzzling Snowcone as he huffed and clopped his hoof on the stable floor, I held his bit. I thought, he's slow. It's over. He's slow. He's old. It's over. He won't take the bit. He's slow. My thoughts repeated as if they were stuck. The last thing I remembered was hanging from the ceiling, listening to rain on the windows. It never rained in Los Angeles, unless it did, and then it rained like a holy hail of fuck yous. The last thing I remembered was wet thighs, feeling so sore I couldn't sit, thinking about fucking, finding someone to fuck. There was so much fucking. The last thing I remembered was snorting a line of flake off Amanda's tits. And then, nothing.
I dried myself after my shower, putting my day together in my mind. Therapy, then a session at Alondra, paperwork, and a quick meeting at Westonwood to discuss scheduling. I couldn't do this for long. I couldn't hold down two jobs. The commute was deadening. Alondra had to go, and Westonwood had to go, but I needed them. Everything I was doing for the wrong reasons. I was proving to Jana I could do what I wanted by being at Alondra, and I was sating some indefinite hunger by being at Westonwood. I still didn't know what I wanted. Jana came into the bathroom, her long hair tangled from sleep, her nipples poking through her cloud and kitten pajamas.